I thought LeSean just did an outstanding job of really what, you know, we've been trying to preach here, just hitting things downhill. It was very tough, especially with this defense, to go lateral. We learned that, and with the weather, it was very difficult to go lateral. And, you know, we felt like we had to get a downhill game going. I thought the job those three inside guys did was outstanding. You know, Todd and Jason and Evan against two really, really good defensive tackles. And then we just started changing up formationally kind of the look so that they couldn't chase us down a little bit from the backside. And I thought Brent Celek had a really, really good game. So,
what was it wearing them down? Looked like a tail of two. They seem to own that
punch. Yeah, you know, that's why you got to play a full 60, and I think our guys understood that. There was no panic or anything at halftime, and, you know, just came in, made the necessary adjustments. Obviously, they scored, but it was on a very short field on Nick's first turnover of the year, and then the other two came on in the return game, which was a real difficult game from a return standpoint because it was almost like you outkicked your coverage. So they could get something started. So a real credit to those guys on the offensive side of the ball. And I thought our defense played really, really well considering the situation. So
what's it like to plan all week and walk out there and plan it's not going to take place?
Yeah, I think we're prepared for it. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, I talked about it a little bit earlier in the year is that, you know, everybody has a plan until you and then the first snap, it kind of goes awry, whether it's so you didn't plan on something or anything, and we talk about it all the time that it's how you react to it. And at times during a game, the crap's going to hit the fan. You show up here this morning, and, you know, our weather report was it wasn't going to snow till halftime. It didn't turn out very well. But, you know, it's we both had the same field. You know, it's not like one team, you know, benefited from it. We're both playing in the same conditions, and I think our guys embraced it. They really enjoyed it. They had a lot of fun. You know, they kind of probably went back to when they were little kids running around out there. It was interesting just for me just to see how those guys were excited about playing in it. And I thought our fans were, I don't know if I would have been sitting out there, I can tell you that, but they were awesome. And I also would like that grounds crew that, as much as they could, and for what they did get done, they did an unbelievable job, and I think I'd just like to thank them for what they did. And, you know, it was a very, very difficult day, and a lot of people contributed to it, but we're excited to be where we are right now. So.
How did the weather impact
play calling? It was interesting. You know, it was really a couple times we thought we'd get some things going, and then we tried to stay out of the gun as much as we could. You know, we had a drive there early in the second quarter, and then all of a sudden we got back into the gun, and the ball goes through Nick's hands, and, you know, we had some momentum going forward, and then we go back, and we're just trying to get our footing. I think, you know, it's our ability to kind of get in and out, and then when you came out in the second half, you were wondering what the weather's going to be like. It seemed like it calmed down a little bit. It wasn't as bad as it was in the first half, so we felt like we could get it. You know, the one thing is our receivers felt like they could get open. You know, it was just whether we could actually catch a snap and throw it to him. So, for the weather, I thought Riley and D-Jack did an unbelievable job for you know, considering the circumstances. So, we had talked about it early, and then as the snow kept coming, we knew we weren't gonna. I mean, I think they attempted one, and you saw what happened on that. It's just the ball was coming out at such a low trajectory because very, very difficult to get the footing, and it was probably just, we thought, maybe a recipe for disaster. So, you know, it was going to be a non-kicking game from that standpoint. What's that?
Have you ever pushed in a game with that much snow?
No, I've had a few games when we were at New Hampshire where it snowed, but nothing like this.
How big was it going to the hurry-up offense today? Your offense seemed to really take off once you started picking up the pace offensively.
We were actually ran the same offense the entire game. It's just about whether we execute or don't execute, so... You know, it was hurry up and sit in the first quarter for us, you know. We got a chance to get it going and to execute a little bit. And you know, that's kind of what we do, you know. And again, to run the ball like we ran the ball in that, and considering the circumstances, that's the thing I think we're most proud of.
Or did you call shitty plays in the first half to set them up?
That's a really bad word, and you shouldn't use that.
Riley, you said 44-yard pass.
It was a big play, a real tough catch, you know, and that was almost a little bit of confidence that we can get some throws off. We felt like on our receivers felt, and it was funny, Kerry Williams was the one who came up to me, and he was like, Coach, Kerry made a great point. He's like, Coach, this is what you got to do because you can't make up speed if the guy makes a stick move on you because of the footing, you know, and Kerry was kind of the one, you know, and it's coming from a defensive guy saying, hey, if you have an opportunity to either throw a post or throw a corner route, it's hard to make up, and you know, when finally we hit Riley on it, it was almost like that kind of got us going. We got our confidence back a little bit, and then we got rolling there.
You mentioned that the weather report initially said snow at halftime. Obviously, you could tell during warm-ups it was snowing hard.
Yeah.
Take us through why, did you start throwing out sheets of paper then and re-conferring, or what did you?
No, I mean, we just went out and played. You know, it wasn't that complicated. You know, obviously, from a play-calling standpoint, we kind of narrowed down what we were going to select from, but, you know, it was trying to get a feel of it, and it's weird because you go in, you know, after you warm up. So what was it going to like when we came back out? And I know when I turned the corner, you know, when I was coming, I was like, oh, this is interesting. It seemed like it got worse, you know. So, but in those situations, they have the same exact experience, you know, and I think we're similar teams in what we do. We're both a lot of 11 personnel. We're quarterback in the shotgun. You know, Matt can throw it around a little bit. They got arguably the best receiver in the league. So, you know, it affected both of us the same way, I think.
You had a lot of plays that are out of the shotgun. Did you feel, like, comfortable with Nick doing a lot of the stuff under center?
And we practiced that. And you know, we felt comfortable enough in what we were going to have to do if we have to, you know, we can play in inclement weather. And we know being here that at times it's not going to be ideal, and we don't play in the dome. So we were comfortable in the fact that if we were going to have to go under more often. And I think, you know, it's a real credit to those guys in terms of what we did ball security-wise, besides the one pick where the ball sailed a little bit on Nick. You know, we didn't lose a fumble on the day. I thought that was outstanding. To be able to run the ball like we did and not turn the ball over in that weather was outstanding.
About 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, you put Todd underneath center of the Jason, and you ran it right up the middle about six times. What did you see matchup-wise with your offensive line?
It wasn't as much a matchup, Sal. It was just we just felt like coming downhill was the key in terms of what we were doing, and that the more you went lateral, if it got strung out, the footing was so bad that we may not get it. So we wanted a little bit more downhill run game at that point in time. So
you mentioned those three interior linemen. What were they doing specifically to neutralize those two?
I just know that they weren't as disruptive as they've been, you know, during the year. And I know going in, that was one of the big challenges because Detroit was so stout. You know, from a run standpoint, I don't know the number, but it may have been like six or seven straight games. I hadn't given up more than 60 yards on the ground. So, obviously, that was a big matchup we knew going in, and I thought Todd and Jason and Evan did a real good job of that. So,
Coach on defense, your front.
I had no sense. I mean, it was just seriously. I mean, you didn't know. Well, first quarter, we had no yards. So, God forbid we continued to do that. That was going to be a long, long day for us. So, just really didn't know as we just kept kind of poking and prodding. And then we started to move the ball. That drive we had at the end of the second quarter, I think, gave us an understanding that we can move the football on them. And obviously, we didn't come up with points. We kind of stalled there down in the red zone. But we felt like when we got in here at halftime, I thought our offensive staff did a really good job of putting together some formations of how to run some things and, you know, what we could come back with. But then we also felt if the snow let up a little bit, if we were going to throw it, we had a chance to take some shots. And obviously, you know, that drive with D-Jack, we hit him a couple times and then got a touchdown out of him. And the big catch by Riley kind of gave us an idea that we could do kind of both things. So
the downhill philosophy that you talked about, that was going to work today. How does McCoy's ability, I mean, he makes a lot of moves going, you know, makes a lot of his yards going lateral. Does it change anything? Do you figure it doesn't matter? He's so good.
No, I think overall, just from a schematic standpoint, we wanted to get the ball downhill. I know LeSean is a very talented back, can do some different things, but this wasn't going to be a day where we were going to get to the perimeter. I don't think, I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to see. I don't think they did the same thing either. I think if you started going east and west, you're going to continue to go east and west because you couldn't stick your foot in the ground and make that hard cut, which is what you want to try to do sometimes when you're running those flat plays, you know.
At what point did you figure out the kicking game was out the window?
Early, you know, when we got out there and we had talked about it, you know, our kickers warm up so early, it wasn't that bad on the field. But, you know, when we came back out after stretch and then getting ready for the beginning of the game, you know, Coach Phipps always keep me informed. And we talked about, you know, what's the line to gain and where can we kick from? And you know, he came up and just looked at me and said, the line to gain is really, really close if we're going to even think about a kick, you know. And it really was just a necessary deal. If this came down to, you know, if it was 2020 and it was fourth down, we may have tried to kick at that situation, but you know, we just felt that the footing was so bad that it wasn't going to be fair. And then obviously from a field goal standpoint, we were never going to do that because you can block them and return them. You know, we blocked their extra point I know the crowd was really excited when Fletcher's running down the field, but we weren't playing Alabama today, so you can't turn them, you can't run them back. So.
There were several times today where your team could have said, okay, well, that's enough, but they didn't give it up. They didn't. They played better and harder later. What does that say about their character and their resiliency when they finished?
I just think it showed everybody what we know about them, you know, and I don't think this group gives up. I think they've got way too much invested, and I think the more you have invested in something, it's a lot more difficult to quit. And it's an extremely hardworking group, and they understand that it's a long game, you know, and you just got to keep plugging away, and you can't get discouraged when you're not successful early, because in this league, there's a lot of times you're not going to be able to just go out there and say, hey, this is what we choose to do. You know, there's so many good players on the other teams that it's always going to be a battle. And they just know if we kind of hang in there and just keep fighting and just keep banging away, that good things are going to happen for us.
You've got a lot of big games.
I figured at some point Nick would throw his first interception, but, like, it's still kind of, you know, to see it actually happen is still kind of surprising at all.
No, I mean, I think any mistake Nick makes is kind of surprising because he just – but I understand what happened. The ball kind of sailed you. Obviously, it's a weather deal. But, you know, I don't think that way. Like, oh, my God, that's Nick's first interception. What was my reaction going to be? It was just, hey, we turned the ball over. And the biggest disappointment was where they got it, you know, in terms of we put our defense on the field in an extremely short field. So.
Right, thanks, guys.